Welcome back to Tip TV. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Simon Weissenberg. I think I've pronounced his name correctly for a change. He's the CEO of K1T Capital. Extraordinary, he sent me an email late last night saying he had to come on the show because he is calling a top crash, call it what you like, in the Dow Jones. Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Three slides.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Crash alert for US stocks.
Yep.
Clearly, you know, that's a major headline with markets trading at record highs. Let's go straight into the first slide, if we can.
Okay. All right. So, firstly, thanks for having us back on so soon. So, we've been running our algorithm over the markets, trying to get some sort of sense of what would happen after the surprise Trump victory. And we think we've found something which is extraordinary, which has meant that we've liquidated all of our long short equity positions, and we've gone maximum short the Dow. And we use the US stock DIA, which is a US listed ETF that tracks the Dow, in order to do this. Now, what we think we found is an important sell signal for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which obviously is commonly known as the Dow. And this signal can be described as an echo of the 1987 crash and also the 2009 financial crisis. So due to the current macro backdrop in the US, we think there's a possibility of a crash, and we think it's coming in days, if not weeks, which will extend into a 40 or 50% decline over the next 3 years.
Wow, that's a punchy headline.
Yeah.
Okay.
So leave us on this slide. So so if we look at this first slide, the chart is of the Dow Jones Industrial Average from 1985 through to today. Up on the top right-hand corner, you can see the price has recently approached and touched the red line, or the indicator line. The indicator line is produced by our algorithm, and when it is touched, it constitutes a sell signal. This sell signal in the Dow is significant because the cycle associated with it is 58 years long. And in the bottom right of the chart, we've zoomed into the current action to show you just how specific the target is in terms of price and date. The algo is saying that the Dow Jones Industrial Average should make a top between the 16th and the 18th of November, so starting today, and that top will be at 18,965. I think the futures market actually touched that that signal peak overnight. So as far as we're concerned, the signal is confirmed.
Okay.
So we think the decline that is triggered by the sell signal should be significant, should be as significant as that of the crash of 1987. So if you move on to our next slide, yep, you're on it now. So this slide shows the Dow Jones Industrial Average from 2005 through to today. The peak in 2007 is marked A, and the trough in 2009 is marked B. The Dow is currently about to touch a perfect Fibonacci expansion target created by the global financial crisis of 2008. So your viewers might ask, what is a Fibonacci expansion target? It's where an up move is a 1.618 times multiple of the previous down move. So in other words, the price difference between C and B is 1.618 times the price difference between A and B. So that it's extremely significant, this signal. So if you move on to our final slide. So the sell signal in the first slide is associated with a 58-year cycle, as we just mentioned. The last time that a 58-year cycle generated a sell signal for the Dow was in 1929, which is extraordinary, as it seems to support the claims made by the Russian economist Kondratiev at the time. And the 1929 crash did indeed come 58 years after the Great Panic of 1871. The 1987 crash came 58 years after the crash of 1929. And more tenuously, it is now exactly 29 years, or 58 divided by 2 since the 1987 crash, and that's the half cycle of our signal. This final slide shows what happened when the Dow touched the red signal indicator line in 1929, and then it fell over 90% in the following 3 years. We feel there's a good chance that the Dow will go on to fall 40 to 50% in the next 3 years.
We've run out of time. There you go. You've heard it. A fresh sell signal. It's in play. The Dow Jones allegedly is going to move back 40 to 50% over the next 2 to 3 years. We shall watch that and give you regular updates. Is it a market top? We shall find out. Simon, as always, thank you for taking time out for the Tip TV audience. Right, we'll be straight back. Thank you.